This is Akashvani. Today's topic for Spotlight is Understanding Increase in GST Collection in the Month of August 2024. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, Economic Analyst, and Vaibhav Srivastav, Anchor.
GST, that is the Goods and Services Tax, introduced by the incumbent government, has seen a tremendous increase in collections in the month of August 2024 as compared to the same month in the previous financial year. Also, the year-on-year growth suggests that the GST collections from April till August this year are also much higher than the same period in the corresponding previous year. This shows that the GST regime of taxation has been well accepted by the taxpayers. It is beneficial to the government from revenue point of view and now is benefiting the entire nation. To talk about the increased GST collections in the month of August 2024 and its overall holistic impact, we have with us a very special guest, Dr. Ranjit Mehta from the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, what is the Goods and Services Tax, GST, and how is it different from the earlier tax regime?
In fact, GST is a landmark tax regime. It is a tectonic shift in nation's economy, which was implemented on 1st of July 2017. I think this is a landmark achievement in our economy, because before GST, there used to be many taxes. There used to be service tax and VAT and other taxes. I think after GST, there is only one tax. Therefore, one nation and one tax slogan, which our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji had given, that has come true after the implementation of GST. Now, GST has brought out many efficiencies in our working. We used to see so much of crowd in various tax points and check posts all over the country, due to which there used to be loss of our very precious energy and also loss of the time of the nation, because earlier on, reaching to any city from one point to another point used to take so much of time, which has been drastically cut down by implementation of GST. And there is a lot of improvement in ease of doing business. Earlier on, any company which is operating in India, suppose they have an office in Delhi, they'll have to take the tax, sales tax, VAT tax of UP and Maharashtra and other, all these places. And they used to have godowns and warehouses in those cities also. Now, with the implementation of GST, all these costs have been reduced. So therefore, it is not only about efficiency in the whole ecosystem, but also the economy of scale is presented by GST. So therefore, now companies need not open warehouses unless and required in other cities. So with one tax, you can move around whole country. That is the benefit. And now you don't see any trucks, the big line, huge line of trucks in those checkpoints, because all this is online. So with online GST payment system, I think there's a lot of efficiency in the whole system, and it is ease of doing business. Also, the costs have come down. Just imagine that logistic cost in our country is very high as of today. Now, this is with the implementation of GST, we will see a lot of reduction in the logistic cost as well. I think in less than 24 hours, trucks reach there. So all these savings in the time also has led to efficiency in all other things. And we have saved a lot of cost. It is good for the companies. It is good for the employees who are working there. And the time which was lost in transit, that time can be used for other activities, productive activities, which was not being used earlier. And this significant improve in GST in the month of August, which is 10% higher than the corresponding year last year, I think this is also very, very important. I'll just give you a few figures. Like, just imagine in 2020-21, we had 11,37 crore of GST collection. And 21-22, we had 14.83 lakh crore. 22-23, 18.08 crores. And 23-24, that means this financial, it was 20.18 lakh crores. And we have seen that in April 2024, we had seen 2 lakh crore of collection in a single month. So this shows the kind of improvement in the tax collection. That means the economy is getting formalized. So many small businesses, especially in textile and construction sector, it is a huge employment giver to the people of this country. So everybody is now in this formal economy. Therefore, we can see it further growing. I think that GST had changed the way we were doing business earlier.
Absolutely, sir. You've rightly said that the economy is getting formalized. It is all about one nation, one tax. The employment opportunities are growing and there is a huge ease in the supply chain logistics now. Could you also give us a little more details about how the GST is better in terms of taking input tax credit, as well as how does it remove the cascading effect of double taxation, which was a huge burden on various businesses, especially the smaller businesses, which are employment hubs for the country?
You've rightly said that earlier there was a cascading effect of double taxation. Now, with the implementation of GST, suppose if I have paid GST, then I get the tax credit input on my whatever I have paid. So I get that money back later on from the GST, or I can adjust it. So all these things have made the life easy. There's ease of doing business, especially for manufacturing sector, for other sectors in the economy, for small businesses. I think that this has reduced a lot of burden. But at the same time, I think that especially for very, very small businesses, micro-level businesses, there is still, I think, need for improvement in the taxation slabs. But overall, when we see the impact of GST, it's great, it's fantastic, and everyone in the economy, every business in the economy is growing. And we have seen that how the overall environment has been made, the business environment in the country. So why this much of collection is coming from GST? Because we have seen that we have worked on various things in last 7-8 years. Just I'll give you an example of a startup ecosystem. In 2016, when Startup India was launched, we had around 400 startups in our country. But today, as we are talking, we have more than 150,000 startups in our country. And more than 115 unicorns have been made in last 3-4 years. I think that a lot of young people who are coming into business, who are coming into entrepreneurship, they are not becoming the job seekers, but however, they are focusing on become the job creators. Any economy in the world that we have seen, in that economy, startups have played a very, very significant role. And MSME, the small businesses, are equally important. So the focus of this government has been on promoting startups as well as the small businesses. We have more than 65 million MSMEs in our country as of today. So these businesses are the one which are aspiring to be the big businesses in the times to come. They had started somewhere, so they have become big. So same way, all these, I see it this way. All these companies which are the small businesses today, 65 million enterprises, they all have chance and opportunity to grow when we are envisioning the Viksit Bharat by 2047. I think that this whole ecosystem has been created by the government, and in this, everybody is going to flourish, and we are going to see further growth in our GST collections and further ease of doing business, and everyone will come in the formal economy. After all, everything will be so very transparent. So that is what is needed. When any economy which is growing, economy which wants to become third largest economy in next 2-3 years, I think that these all reforms are needed. And I think that after India's history of independence, GST was a landmark reform so far that we have seen.
Absolutely, beautifully put, sir. Sir, reduced labor costs, supportive government policies and a great tax regime is what attracts foreign companies as well as domestic investors to put more money in the economy, which benefits the whole nation overall, and thus increasing the collections of GST every year or month on month. And it's also the domestic consumption that is a great factor in it. What will you say in this?
Absolutely. India is one of the biggest markets in the world in terms of consumption. We have got 1.4 billion people and we are an aspirational society. I think that for any investor in the world today, what he can really not think is ignore India. Nobody can think of ignoring India because India is most attractive destination to invest. You rightly said about labor reforms also. I think there have been many reforms in our labor laws and further reforms are going on. And state government are equally participating in this reform process. And any investor who is putting in money in India, so he sees that what is the political system. And our political system is very, very stable, very strong, and there is huge continuity. We have seen that there has been a continuity in our political system. So therefore, we are one of the most attractive economy, and the way IMF or World Bank, they have predicted that the growth rate in India is not going to come down. It is further going to increase in the times to come. And some of the predictions they have made is by 2047, India will be around 50 trillion economy. So what does this mean? Right now, around 4 trillion, and in next 24 years, it is going to be 50 trillion. What is the opportunity? So this GST collection right now, what you are talking, we are talking about this month, 1.7 lakh crores. I think that when we see the kind of growth, it is just the beginning. It has to go double, triple, four times, 10 times in the times to come. Because the way we are growing, the way our country is moving towards becoming a developed India by 2047, when everyone is putting money in India, I think that we are going to have a lot of opportunities. What we see today, the kind of digital infrastructure, public digital infrastructure that we are creating, I think that is where everyone is impressed with the progress that India has made in last 3-4 years. And the way our people, they immediately adopt the technology. So that is also one of our strengths. The whole world is looking at India. They know that this is the country where there is this huge market. Any product which they get here, they are going to create that market. In this, the ecosystem has been where even the state government, there is a competitive federalism, I think, in this, which is very good. Even the state government, they want the investment because they want to give the jobs to their people. Because we have a lot of young population who is entering into the workforce. So apart from the startup ecosystem, we are also focusing on manufacturing sector where MSMEs and agri sector and health infrastructure, social infrastructure, all these things are physical infrastructure, social infrastructure, and digital infrastructure. All these three kind of infrastructures, when they are growing, it offers a great opportunity. I think in the times to come, GST has to go up, and which is going to bring prosperity for every Indian citizen. And we see a lot of opportunities in India in the times to come, the kind of investors who are coming in India.
In brief, how do you see this beneficial for the center as well as the state when it comes to revenue sharing?
You see, GST Council decides all this. I think that revenue sharing, as far as concerned, I think that it is both for states and for the GST Council, and the way things are moving right now, whatever issues they arise out of it, I think GST Council, they discuss and they sort out the issues, they iron out the issues. There is a proper system in place for all these things. And improvement is a process. Bringing that improvement in the economy, today, whatever GST systems we have, whatever lacunas or some kind of improvements are required, the GST Council is discussing it regularly. I think that we will see continuous improvement. The only thing is the improvement from here on. And whatever changes are required, that the council will look into it. I think sharing of revenue is not a problem. As far as the revenue is coming, the country is progressing and we see the business growing and jobs for the people, our young population, and people are coming out of the poverty line, and the inclusive growth is the focus of the government of India, where every citizen who is standing in the last queue must get benefited by whatever reforms are being implemented in our country. That's where our success lies. I think that that's where the government is focusing, that no one should be untouched from these reforms and everyone get fitted from the reforms, and that will be our real success.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir, for enriching our understanding of the goods and services tax and explaining the overall positive impact that it will have on Bharat and its people and the businesses in Bharat in the coming years. Thank you so much for giving your time to Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a program on understanding increase in GST collection in the month of August 2024. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR.